Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Sleepy. My name is Liz.
I am Sleepy, too, that's for sure.
Oh, Sleepy 1 and Sleepy 2. It's going to be one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Yeah, I fell asleep and then got up at, not got up, but awakened at 3:51 or something crazy
that.
Yeah, and I'm like, And then listened to some podcasts and things like that and fell back asleep only to wake up to a major leg cramp, which I rarely have them, but when I have them, very common in pregnancy, but then it's if you have a potassium deficiency or some sleep deficiency.
Yeah.
So that was not cute at all. And, yes, I'm a little disoriented. Oh, here's the fire trucks. A little disoriented. And, of course, it's a full day. And I realized, as one does when they're up in the middle of the night, I'm putting things in my calendar. Things I forgot I have to remember. So one of those things is that this coming Thursday and this coming Tuesday, I won't be available to do a show because I'll tell you what I'm doing. Yes. So I'll mute if the... No, they stopped. Okay. Thursday, I'm going to be in Fire Island because I'm going tomorrow. And yes, I'll tell you about that in a second. And then on Tuesday of a week from today, I'm going to be off-site working. I'm going to be casting a film that day, so I won't be able to do the show from home or from anywhere. So those are very, very good reasons. But a dear, dear friend of mine who also happens to be a neighbor, who I've also cast in a couple of things, she's an amazing performer and a favorite at the Stonewall Inn and at the Ice Palace in Cherry Grove, Fire Island. I have seen her show there before. I did last year. I'm going for my annual pilgrimage to Fire Island. And she's she is so respected because she's a woman, but she participates in the drag shows as a woman. Like, people think she's a guy in drag, but she's not. She's not trying to be. It's like Victor Victoria, but she's not. She's just being who she is. And she has a huge, huge, huge following. And what I love me about a drag queen, if they actually sing. The lip syncers, that's a whole other category,
right.
Whole other genre, whole other situation, not even talking about that. But I'm talking about an entertainer, a performer. She is a true entertainer. That's what she was made to do. So in one of the, and I'm also like juggling two or three projects concurrently because as one does. So she is such this kind of underground cult figure. And in the film that I'm co-producing that we're going to start shooting on Friday, which has nothing to do with the film that I'm casting on Tuesday, okay? Okay, so that starts shooting on Friday. There is a scene in a mixed club. So my joke is LGBTQXYZ 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 9 10. Like it's everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way the scene's written, it's your usual standard scene in a club fair. You know, the typical person, queen at the door, you know, throwing shade as you're going in, and why are you there, and blah blah blah. And I said, okay, that's good, I get it. However, let's throw a cameo in. So she also is my downstairs neighbor. She makes a mean pasta. So it's crazy. It's like it's all this. And then our neighbor on the eighth floor, who's a Tony-nominated actor, who I went to college with, is also in this film playing a pornographer because only the best for my people. And then my older son Cole is going to be a party goer at a party, and then Jeremiah's going to be a customer at a barbershop. So it's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. It's so cool. I love that this scene is going to be much more unique because she's going to have a cameo in it, and it's going to differentiate it from this typical, oh, he's going to this generic club. Well, no, it's not going to be generic. And that's exciting. Now, the craziest thing of all, on Friday, and I think I must have been a little inebriated when I agreed to this. I think they caught me in a weak moment. So on Friday night, there is a scene where the lead rings the wrong buzzer. He's going to see a trick. We'll just leave that to the imagination. You can figure out what that means. Going to visit a friend. Going to just call on somebody. Call on a gentleman caller. But he goes to this building that he's never been to before, and he pushes the wrong buzzer. Well, in the script, it's irate professional woman. Guess who's playing the irate professional woman? And I don't ask. Yeah, because they see me. They see me in action. They're like, no, you're going to do. Yeah.
Great.
I will never do it again. I haven't acted since I was a kid. Really, and it's funny because I'm an acting instructor, and it's really, really funny. And I'm like, okay, what did I tell the kids? I'm not even thinking twice about it because I'm that woman being irritated when my sleep is being interrupted. How many times have I bolted down a long hallway to tell my kids it's 2 a.m, take it down?
Right.
So I already know how to do it. I live it. So that's going to be crazy. Yeah. So, on no sleep.
Wow.
There we go. Doing the show on no
business.
Sleep. And how about you? So the last time we did the show, you were up and you had organized your room and then you had all these crazy dreams and you had literally 2 minutes to log on for the show. Are we in a similar type of situation?
A little bit. Yesterday we had massages and we had chiropractic adjustments. The massage is always good. I've been feeling a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had an adjustment maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was a filling in chiropractor.
Yes, I remember.
My original chiropractor had gone on vacation. So
right.
She adjusted me. It was a really big adjustment. And then she noticed that there was a knot on the side, like on my neck.
Ooh.
Left side. She's
right.
Like, there's this little knot. And she's like, yeah, you know. So it was really pronounced then, and it's gone down a little bit. But I'm still aware of it. I mean, it's actually something I've noticed before.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's just been like that for a while, you know, and because I don't feel up my neck all the time. So I'm like, but she noticed it because she was giving me an adjustment.
Of course. Ooh.
So I mentioned it to my massage therapist yesterday, and she said, yeah, she said it could be, you know, a knot or it could be a lymph node.
I was going to say, there's an accumulation. I'm no medical intuitive, and we're not going to claim that, but there is I was going to say what was in my mind was accumulation of fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going.
So I'm just confirming
that because that energetically that popped in.
Yeah. So she worked on that a little bit and did kind of a lymph kind of drain type
Good.
Of touch at the end of the massage. So I think it's doing a little bit better. And then I went to see my chiropractor, mentioned it to him. And, you know, he's like, well, we'll do another adjustment. And he seemed to think it was getting better from when, you know, because of his adjustment. I'm like, okay, you know, I'll take it. I'll do it all. But I was sleepy after the massage.
Well, sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And thank goodness. It wasn't that, so many people that they just blindly go onto that carousel, you know, that merry-go-round of, well, you better get that looked at. You better, you know what I'm saying? Well, you better go,
mm-hmm.
go get, okay. Now, of course, if the alternative medicine practitioner said, you know what, it would be, we think that this is out of what we're familiar with, or we think just as a precaution, you know, just to be extra sure. But thank goodness you're leading with that, because you're shaping a different narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if things need further investigation, then so be it, because I'm not anti-conventional medicine. I am just into the synergistic of exploring all possible options and not to go to that default panic setting of conventional medicine and pharmaceuticals and all of that. But, you know, God's in the pill, God's in the doctor, God's in the medicine. So it just really depends on how you're lined up. And I think
right. You're
lined up really, really well. But yes, also with a therapeutic touch, whether it's massage or chiropractor or whatever, there is wonderful, from what I understand, wonderful results with lymphatic, with the draining of lymphatic accumulation. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's really good. So yeah, I feel that it's that you've turned the corner with that, and it's not going to turn into a thing. And thank goodness you regularly are taking care of that or being monitored, because this is something you do with your aunt. So thank goodness for her. Because
right.
who knows if you would go as systematically, as consistently. She makes it a regular schedule, and that's beautiful, because it's of mutual benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's good. Yeah, I feel that that is the case, that it is subsiding and it is getting better. And it's not going to manifest into anything. Thank goodness.
Right. Well, that's
wow.
what, you know, like, well... Good, yeah, it's just something I've noticed off and on. I don't know for how long. It's just, it seems to come up every so often. So, in between massage and chiropractic adjustment, got lunch, but I was just really, really tired.
That makes sense.
And we got home.
Yeah,
we got home, and I knew I wanted to go to Lolita's parlor for her monthly full moon meditation.
Right.
So I had a little bit of time, and I made sure I didn't have to do no other emails to reply to for work.
Right.
But I went and I went to sleep for like an hour and a half.
Mm.
So that was nice. I needed it.
You had a disco nap.
Mm, yep. But now that meant I was awake until like 2:30 in the morning. So.
Oh, girl,
so.
I could have called you.
No, you could have. You could have.
Yeah.
So, I
get
and then, you know, my computer was off. I can't remember when I turned it off or not. Usually if I turn it off, then it means like I need to wake up 5 hours ahead of time to, you know, boot it up.
Okay. So it's crazy update. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but the meditation was really, I was really antsy though when I was doing meditation last night. It's always nice. It's always nice to see everybody and, of course, Lolita and Reverend Adam, just always a good vibe. For sitting, I was like, man, I could not
yeah, sometimes
sit still.
That energy, that makes sense that the full moon, because at like 3:51, I'm like, why am I so antsy? That explains it, because Reverend Adam is still working with Cole, my son, and
mm-hmm.
I actually had one of my directors was over. It was like a meeting / social visit, whatever. But he came over late. I was working until later that day. Anyway, so Cole went to say goodnight, and it was like after 11. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I have to talk to Adam now. So that makes sense why it was a later call. Isn't that funny how it all kind
right.
of... I love
right.
that. It's all family. Jeremiah singing We Are Family.
Aww.
How do you know that song? You're so cute. And he's like getting ready for camp. Yay. yeah. And their dad is coming home today after a 2-week hiatus. So we'll see how that goes. So I can go to Fire Island in the morning. And yeah, I'm in a space of I think a big shift. I'm feeling lots of compassion across the board. You know, not selective compassion, but compassion.
Right.
You know how we can get selective about that? So, no, I'm feeling compassion for myself. I'm feeling compassion for my kids. I'm feeling compassion for the world. I'm feeling compassion for my ex. I'm feeling compassion, you know. Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
We'll try to drop into that. Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about upcoming shows that I won't be able to go to or I'll probably miss.
Right.
So September, October, I've got a lot of trips planned.
Yes, that we know.
Well, September we talked about I'll be in Canada. Apparently I'll be in Canada twice because I'll be doing a week with Montreal and in Toronto. And then, like, 4 days after I get back, my parents have planned a trip.
Oh, wow.
And it's not a cruise. It's just a trip to see the Northern Lights in Canada.
Oh.
And my father finally picked a package that was like, yeah, this is what we want to do. And he's quick. You know, he's been looking at this for a while. And
he's been
sending
waiting,
me links
yeah.
to... yeah, he's been sending me links to a couple of different places and just, what you know, what are your thoughts? I'm like,
you're
going
to be able to see
good.
Them? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're hoping for. But, you know, they can't guarantee.
Of course,
it's going to be in a place called Whitehorse, so Yukon Territory, Canada. It's going
to
be, we fly from, like, I think from Toronto to Vancouver, and then I guess they'll provide some type of transportation from Vancouver to Whitehorse.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
It was quick. Like he kept sending various places, and he was really looking at dates, but because this is so early on, it's like from the 14th to the 18th.
September?
Yeah. He said it won't be as cold. He said that's probably better for us. And you know, I looked at it. I'm like, yeah, okay. He said they're calling it the fall colors.
That's going to be
tour.
Beautiful.
So
well, global warming. Who knows what colors they're talking about? But hopefully,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
it'll be like Indian summer. But because the point is to go at night. You
of
know,
course.
During the day, you can kind of do some sightseeing, and they'll have some things planned. But 10:30 is when we would leave to go out into the night, and we'd get back to the hotel around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh huh.
So that's sort of the plan, which will be interesting because my dad goes asleep at like 9 o'clock in the morning. And wakes up at 4. So he's like, I'll probably be asleep during a lot during the day. I probably won't go to much of this stuff during the day.
Wow.
But anyway, he sent me the link. I said, this is all last week. I said, yeah, that looks good. The next day, he's like, okay, well, I booked our trip.
Oh, you're like,
okay.
Now I made a commitment. Right.
He's
That's
like,
great,
he's like, yeah, I booked the trip. I'm going to get flights now. And then another day later, he's like, okay, we're flying out. You know, here are the flight details. I'm like, man.
You know what's
like,
so crazy?
Hey, can you plan my?
I love
could you
that.
Get my Puerto Rico trip too? That'd be great.
could you hook that up? Yeah, speaking of Puerto Rico, because things have, you know, I've just been a little preoccupied. I checked it out, and you know what? It's really funny. I'm passing on that one because although you're gonna love it, it's like this girl can't be roughing it. I'm not going to be composting. I'm not going to be. I'm like, that's great. And maybe she'll meet, you know, somebody nice as beautiful. But, yeah. No, yeah. I was laughing. I'm like, okay, that's, I could totally see all of that. Yeah, but I'm going to keep my environment green. Whatever that means. But it's perfect for you. Absolutely perfect. If I was in a different state of mind, I might perceive it differently. I'm just saying goodbye to my son. Have a great day. Love you. Okay, bye. Be careful. Bye. Okay, love you. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Yeah, so talk about that. But I don't remember when. I think the last weekend of this month, I'm going with the kids are going ahead of me, and then I'm joining them because I have to work to my sister's place in Vermont. Now, I haven't been there since my oldest was a toddler, so we're talking like 18 years. Okay. They're an hour from the Montreal border. That's the last time I've been to Montreal. So I said, I have one request. I need to go to Montreal. Well, what do you want to do? I said, I don't care. She's a planner. We're very different. She's a planner. Like, just put me on a corner with a glass of wine. I don't care. I don't care. And you'll see when you go why I'm so excited about going. And but just a day there and like 2 days in a suburb of Burlington and then back to New York. But see, travel's fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah, no, listen, anything to step out of frame. Hello, I'm there. Absolutely. Even like a day trip, an overnight, a day on the beach and fire out, like those things really fortify and sustain me. And, with basically just being on round the clock, you know, it's for my kids and for my work, that it's a huge accomplishment just to even take a breather for 24 hours. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I reap the benefits. Even the gym that I joined, which I got a little flack because it's not an inexpensive gym. It's a upper mid price gym, but it's not as expensive as an apartment. it has so many amenities that in the middle of New York City, I feel like I'm at a resort. That has helped me.
Wow.
I've cried in gratitude to have that oasis. And I'm worth every penny. Like, I'm really shifting the needle of my whole.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm telling my kids, it's like, no, this is, you don't know. This is really me. Like, you don't even know. Because there's been such a parade of people in the last 2 weeks, not even spontaneous. I probably had 8 different occasions where people showing up, let's do a dinner, let's do this, and my kids are, what's funny is my kids are hanging out. They're into it. They're seeing me rolling on the floor laughing. They're seeing me in my element. They're seeing me, a lot of my friends are collaborators. They're really seeing the real me. That I was so marginalized. I was so cut up. So, yeah. And even with the anticipation of their dad, I ain't nervous. I'm like, okay, compassion, check.
Right.
Keep it moving. I'm running the show. I got to run this show. Got to run this show. And I'm looking for full-time work. Ah, on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to just, that's it. There's nothing to prove, but I want to live a more abundant life that's less controlled by lack or the illusion of lack. I ain't doing that anymore. I've done that most of my life. I didn't even realize it. No.
Wow.
I'm coming back to who I really am, who I always was. Who knew? I don't know. I thought everything I was doing up until that point was normal. I'm like, oh, my God, she was buried. Oh, my God. Like, I'm fun. Damn. I'm a good time. Yeah. So crazy. But I'm excited for you with the Northern Lights. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh, my God. I want to go.
Well, you talk about roughing it. I'm just kidding. I don't think we're going to be roughing it. The thing is, I don't know what our accommodations are. There's a hotel. It just says we will stay in a hotel. But then because at night you're going to be out in the middle of the night looking at the night sky.
But that's different. So. That's like a thing. That's an event. No, when you're like this, you're in this event. It's like it's a party that like nature planned. You on the guest list? And nature's like there with the clipboard and the velvet rope. No. Aurora Borealis, party of two. No. please. No, but listen, look, the whole Puerto Rico thing, like I read the guy's description. I'm like, okay. All right, Bobby, that's nice. I mean, it's perfect. It's not for me today. But
well, you know, what I was thinking of is that I'm usually not staying in my room. Like, when I'm out looking around,
I like
I'm
options.
Just, I, No, I really just like to go back and go to sleep, and then that's it. And then, no, you know, girl, like, chances are I'll be helping with my friends with whatever setup they may need,
right,
as they're preparing for the wedding. I mean, that's because they're going to be there early.
You're going to be out and about. That's a little Russian roulette. Like, no, let's spin that barrel. New. But it's going to be perfect for you. It's going to be absolutely perfect. But
I was also going on all the reviews. I'm like, you know, the people who are basically doing a lot of stuff that I'm doing, like, if I'm not working with them, like, hopefully not, they're not, they have everything set up as much as they can.
Oh, yeah. All that
then,
ecosystem stuff.
I'm going
perfect.
To, like, the rainforest, you know.
No,
I'm going to be exploring. So.
No, you're going to be
I
Dora
like
the Explorer. Listen, you're going to be there with boots. You're going to be Dora the Explorer. And listen, I think it's all going to make perfect sense. I suspect that you're probably going to be just going on your own. Like, I know, like, Anna was talking, I was talking, but I have a feeling.
Oh, no, I figured this. I knew with the stuff that was going on with the two of you. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, it was a nice thought. You know, I'm thinking pina coladas by the pool. And then I see your thing, I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. I ain't doing that. But it's perfect. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. And it's a beautiful opportunity. And it's this moment time to not have to think for anybody else but yourself and maybe not think that much at all and to be one with nature. I think it's perfect, perfect, perfect. And then you never know who you might meet. So I think it's perfect.
Yeah,
I'm still on that. I'm still on that thing with you. It's been a few years now. I'm still feeling it.
So I'm all happy. It doesn't matter. You know, there's just things to look forward to and
fabulous things to look forward to. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised we don't. Which is good because you and I are a little kind of, you know, we're a little sleepy. We're having a fabulous conversation, and there's no one in the queue, which is, I won't be mad at that.
Well, it probably didn't help that we were 5 minutes, you know, trying to get in, logged in.
I'm not mad.
It happens.
It happens.
I would say it reminds me because, you know, the massage therapist yesterday was like, yeah, you know, your lymph node is a little sluggish. She feels a little sluggish. And I'm thinking this morning, kind of like all of my electronics.
Too, it's this pre-Mercury, you know what, it started already, people. I mean, please. It's already affecting equipment, communicate, you know, so just lay low, be happy, be present, you know, organize your house, throw things away, you know, just keep very contained. Oh, yeah, everything, it's starting, and that's fine. So it's like not a big deal. Don't panic. I've said this many times that there have been periods that weren't Mercury retrograde that were absolutely tragic and catastrophic. So that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, it doesn't matter. Just give extra. I would just say give extra time. Don't chance it. You know. Just give yourself more time. I think that would be, and maybe don't sign a lease on a house or something. Or a car, you know, things can wait, let them wait. But if you apply for a job and then you have to sign paperwork with HR, you don't take the job, that's ridiculous.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do. And it's not like it's bad juju. It's not like the black cat or you walked under the ladder. You know, what the hell is that? Just give yourself more time, and it's about being closer, just more protective, you know, more self-aware. That's all it is, you know. Organize your closet, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, look, it's till the end of September anyway, and, you know, the shadow part, this part, all it's all like one big whatever. It's fine. It's not like, oh, the second that it goes direct, like the birds are flying. No, I've had terrible things happen when it goes. Who doesn't? It's life. It doesn't matter. Every day is a possibility for just, you know, being present and living your life wherever it takes you, even if it's challenging. Okay, so it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right, so don't mess with me. I'm good. Okay. My God. My kids are like, who is this woman? I'm like, oh, you don't even know.
I wonder about that, too. You're right. You know, the way we view our parents
mm-hmm.
as children. And mm-hmm. then, you know, as we all grow up and we see, you know, oh, now I know why. I know why, you know, it usually has something to do with mom because mom's always right. I know why she does that.
Or, of course.
You understand that part of it. And I feel the same way with, you know, with both my parents, you know, to see a different side of them that just shows, yeah, well, you know, when you're around these people, you're a completely different person. Like, you're more at ease.
Right.
And so, you know, you take into account the sorts of everyday stuff they have to deal with and, you know, making those conscious choices, as I know parents do, because they don't want their kids to freak out, but the kids always feel it. They still feel it. They know something's a little, you know, a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So to get that perspective is helpful. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that's, like, it's everyone's at this coming of age, like, oh, okay. I think I get it now, because it just takes a little bit more of life experience to say, yeah, I get it. You're tired. You're tired. You're
I'm tired too. Right.
You know?
Yeah. We get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's wonderful to come to that point of understanding and the fact that I am being very mindful about compassion and being compassionate with my children. It's changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really just being, yeah, it's changed everything. And they're doing great. They're doing so good. So I'm proud of them. I'm really proud
That's
of
good.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, its household is insane, but we're having so much fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But of course, I'm going to be very, like, I'm not going to be around. Much today, and going to be as present as possible and as compassionate, and just kind of see, like, okay, this is a reset. Let's see where we are. I don't want to be so attached to the past or the illusions of the wounds of the past. I want to be here now with who I am now, who I am becoming now, because we're always becoming who we are. It's never static. So that's why it's, you know, you to plan these trips, like you're going to Puerto Rico, you're going to see the Northern Lights, which is something I've always dreamed of doing, and that's so beautiful that you're going to live that through you. I can't wait to see the pictures and hear about it and all those things. But just to, in that sense of discovery and awe of, this is why traveling is so fabulous. Because it just puts you into that heightened awareness of being present. And your senses are so heightened because you're experiencing new colors, visions, tastes, smells, all these tactile, fabulous physical and metaphysical experiences. It's so beautiful. And for you to just have this great time on your own, I love doing stuff by myself. I love it, you know. And for you to have this adventure in Puerto Rico, have this adventure with your parents, it's so sacred. These memories that you will hold on to, you know, so
true.
Sacred. So sacred. It's that's what life is about. It's so, so beautiful. What a legacy. It's so nice. It's so important. If we don't do that, what else are we going to do? Be afraid of, like, the madness of the world? Which
right.
is also an illusion, you know. So it's very profound. And that's great, yeah. So I'll be very happy to cover for you during those times as they come up and, you know. We'll make it. I love it. We just cover for each other, of course.
I just have to see, you know, what can be arranged. Of course, you know, with Anna, she's always got a lot of stuff going on, so we'll figure it out. But it's nice to have that option to say, well, you know what, we're just not gonna do a show.
Well, you know,
like,
what,
Sunday,
that's good too. Yeah.
Sunday I had planned a show, but again, Anna went down to Tybee Island to help out with her brother's new place. And I knew she was feeling a little run down, you know, when you're moving stuff around and kicking up dust, and that'll affect you for a little bit. She was feeling that last weekend. And then I knew this weekend she hadn't quite fully recovered, and she was back at it again. So I had a pretty late night Saturday night, did a great wine tour, had a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
And had a dinner party to go to afterwards. And
nice.
That was perfect. It was really close to my house. One of my friends, she and her boyfriend moved there, and I had not been to their place yet. So I'm like, oh, this will be good. She's more like a friend, she's a friend, but not, we don't really hang out unless my other friend has arranged it for all of us to get together.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, no, that's cool. So she wanted to make sure I was going to be able to come by. So I came by, and, you know, I immediately get handed a drink. I'm like, okay, so that'll do. I'll drink. Probably drink a little too much.
I like it when
a little
you have
more
a cocktail
than I
in you. I love it. When she has a couple cocktails in her, I love it. I love it. Then she's not thinking so much. She's just loose.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so cute.
Well,
the next morning,
I woke up, you know, it was like, oof. And it wasn't like, I think I had one glass of Prosecco, but I had two servings of whatever this concoction they made.
Tequila, rum, and ginger beer.
It was really good, though. And with some lime. It was really good.
Oh, that sounds I love me some ginger beer. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that would do it. We're very doubt. We forget that we're made out of our constitutions, because we're so sensitive. We're made out of tissue paper. So you have a Prosecco and two mixed drinks. That's like, you know, the sailor drinking themselves under the table.
Oh,
that's
my
you're
gosh.
Drunk. You're not drunk, but it's just that you feel it the next day.
Oh, I did. Well, I felt it like, you know, you think I sleep pretty well, but no. I tried to get up.
What, tell me?
In the morning, you know, and I was like, whoa, I am off balance.
Ooh.
I felt that. I don't ever, I mean, this was me just trying to get out of bed so I can go use the bathroom. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like,
I don't
I'm off balance.
I wish I was a fly in the wall.
I could feel that, obviously, and I'm like, well, because I don't really ever drink.
You're not a drinker. No, we're not
drinking.
We act. We talk so much,
less,
Mac.
Much
we are
less
so
three.
But we don't do that.
Much
thing.
Less three drinks. So
three.
And after a pretty long day, you know, like
right.
I was
Did
probably
you
the
eat?
Only one there. Oh yeah, I mean there was stuff to eat, but
well, that's good. But still.
Yeah, yeah, there was stuff to eat. There was, you know, they had different types. It wasn't like heavy meal or anything like that. But
right.
Anyway, yeah, I was feeling that. So the whole morning. You know, I woke up early, and, you know, then it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I finally go back to sleep.
Oh, girl.
And
yep.
I wake up at like 8:55.
Woo!
Sophia's meowing at me, kind of reminding
Good.
Me, by the way.
By the way.
And
thank
so,
God you have your feline along.
My cat.
She's got your back. Let me tell you.
She's amazing.
She's very loyal. What a good friend.
She is. She is. So I, you know, same thing with the computer though. And I text Anna just to let her know, you know,
then
I hadn't made other arrangements other than, are we on for Sunday? That was like a few days before. And so she didn't answer. I was having trouble actually logging in.
Not meant to be.
So when I finally logged in, it was just me, you know, Anna wasn't waiting in the queue. Oh, and my phone was being weird too. All of it. All
hello.
Of it. Okay. Well,
yeah, no.
So I just canceled the show.
No
deleted
show.
Deleted it. I'm like, well,
listen,
it already
we're
started,
going
deleted
into
it.
Year 7. We can do whatever the hell we want. We have done I don't know. Have we done? I don't even know how many episodes have we done. Can we do a very basic estimate?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean,
over 1,000.
I don't know if it's over 1,000.
I'm bad.
100.
10 million. Infinity. I mean, we've done
bajillion.
A bajillion. Google. That's a number, right? Google. Googleplex? You know what? A 4-year-old explained that shit to me. Beep. A 4-year-old. I'm like, I'm scared of you. What planet are you from? A Googleplex. I'm like, that's the number you can't count. I said, stop it. How old are you? Where's your mother? 4-year-old. Stop it. Stop it. I don't even know 4-year-old tell me about the Googleplex. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's what that is?
I would say we probably did, if not 1,000, close to 1,000 shows, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, so
I would say that.
Let's say close to 1,000 or 1,000. Okay. How about when we do our anniversary show, which is October-ish? I don't even know whenever it is. The first week of October, I think. We'll just call it our 1,000 show because we can. And we'll just do a thing. We just come up with a random theme.
Well, I figured we were on the air for what, 7 years?
Damn.
Has it been 7?
It's going to be 7 in October.
So 7 times 3, well, up until just recently, 3 times a week, 52 weeks.
Right.
So that's what I was doing.
Yeah. And you're doing the Sunday show, so same difference. You're still occupying that space, but the Some of You show with the twice a week schedule is just, within the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Don't even know, everything is a total blur. Cause literally, I wasn't conscious of it, but literally the beginning of the end with what was going on with my relationship was exactly this time last year, but I wasn't aware.
Ah.
It was exactly this time last year. Exactly this time last year. So it's only been since Wednesday, okay, which would be a week tomorrow, that I'm feeling pivoted toward myself.
Mm.
So I had 51 weeks of, who is this? Yeah. Oh, well, hi, stranger. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Took a year to kind of feel myself back a little bit, or coming back. I'm not back, but approaching. Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
What have you done with our mother? Don't worry about it. This one's more fun. Where is she? Don't worry about it. This one's happy. Yeah. Good. It's all good. Oh, my goodness. What an adventure. Yeah, so we can do that, you know? We can do that. We can step away from the mic every once in a while. We've been very loyal and very diligent. And it's been so rewarding on both sides, you know?
Yeah.
And when we're meant to be on, we're meant to be on. So if there's going to be the very rare occasion, you know, okay, we don't fight it. It's like, oh, okay, that's it. And Anna stepped out of frame as she needed to, and I completely get it. For a year, it was just our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's a recent, you know, when I cut back to 2 shows, it was kind of at the same time that she was reestablishing her presence back on the air. So, and because we're in parallel circumstances with our families, et cetera, and being in a state of self-discovery, yet once again, you know, everything kind of has to line up the way that it needs to. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So it's all as it should be. So, and I think we've done a really good job of just having that intention of, we've done shows. How many shows have we done on Christmas Day? New Year's Eve.
Every
Thanksgiving. Yeah. And you know, it's very interesting. A very dear friend of mine who was over here the other night, said, you know, who knows how you're going to feel about the holidays this year? Because I would always be this kind of cynical about it a little bit. And I said, yeah, I think I'm going to have my siblings, you know, do whatever with my mom. The kid's father can do whatever with the kids. And I think I'm going to just do something entirely different for Thanksgiving because I'm always the one. With the turkey, with the this, doing the I'll do a show and then go someplace fabulous, like whatever. Like the possibility, yeah. I can't even remember the last time. Oh, I know. The last time I didn't make the turkey was 19... 1999.
Oh my God. Wow.
How to go into the archives? Yeah. Oh yeah. All the holidays. Oh no, I'm tired.
Uh-uh. Wow.
No, I'll take invitations, people. Yeah. Let me go to like some fabulous gay dinner party for Thanksgiving. Let me do that.
You can come down to Atlanta.
I'm a girl. I got options. I have lots of options. Yep. I got lots of options. So, but I love that there's possibilities of mixing things up.
And there's this allowing, like it's almost like you had to allow yourself to do that because,
mm-hmm.
if anything, you know, we're used to establishing these different patterns.
I forgot
that.
Yep.
That sustain us, you know, for whatever reason, whether it means that's because that's what we were told we had to do, that's what we did growing up.
But we're doing
so
our
I guess all
diligence.
People want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get programmed. Yeah. I think Anna and I were in the same, you know, maybe played out a little bit differently, but it was very parallel where, you know, where it's like you family and I got this is my role and this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm taking care of it. And then you just don't even realize that you disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You went ghost on yourself. I didn't know that. It's like the Irish goodbye. I love that expression, the Irish goodbye. I love that, where it's like the person's there and then they leave, but nobody knows when they left. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's just, shh. Just, okay, I'm just going to take my leave now. And that's what happened. We had the Irish goodbye, just, shh, disappear. So coming back. And I wonder if she has felt that way. Like, oh, this is very different now.
I think, like you said, you're taking it from different sides because I think she's used to doing certain things. And like as you were talking, I was making these connections, like to do something because for her family, growing up, her family, a little different because we, like, you know, our family, we were Catholic, so we – Every day, every Saints Day, we had something to do. We'd do, you know, not necessarily that extreme, but my mom knew all the Saints Days. So, you know, celebrating for a birthday or whatever was something we all did. But for her family, because of their religion, they technically weren't supposed to celebrate birthdays. But they did, you know, they did certain things for like maybe not Christmas, but for like Thanksgiving, you know, just they would do family things. So some of there's just a little off on some of the normal things, but we're used to doing things as a family for whatever, if it's a wedding or something like that, you know, you do things. And I think growing up, for the most part, it was a happy time to get together with your in-laws or with your relatives. It was a happy time.
Right.
I think as a kid, because then you get to see all your cousins that you have seen. And it's a great environment. And I think, now that we're older, we think, well, it should still be a fun time, right? Because we had a good time.
Right.
And then you realize you're on the other side of it, and you're having to put all this stuff together and plan it and organize it. And
it's not fun anymore. It's work. Yeah.
And it's not usually very, you know, not very appreciated. It's because that's what everyone's supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Now, if I were to honestly ask people, you know, did you really have a good time doing it? I may find a handful of people who really, truly enjoy doing that. That they really love it.
Sometimes
they
do like it.
And that's absolutely perfect. That's great. Then there are the people who are out of their element because they're not used to having to really do it, and they don't think they do a good job, and it's not fun for them.
Right.
Because they just don't – they don't know exactly how they're supposed to be doing everything, and it's just not fun. So, you know, like there are people who like to plan that stuff, and there are people who just like to enjoy it.
thank goodness, I really enjoy, I'm a Cancer, I really enjoy hosting. I think in the past less than 2 weeks, I must have made up like 8 different like cheese platters. Like I'm all about a cheese plate, all about a cheese plate. so funny, just all that, just enjoying it. It's easy. It's you enjoy, you know, and I know how to make a turkey. I know how to do all of those things, but it's like the obligation, or it's the, okay, well, it's Thanksgiving. So of course it's like, there's no option.
Right.
But I do love to entertain. I do love to, like, I'm coming back to those things, that I enjoy doing with a little more, freedom and creativity. and spontaneity. That's been joyous for me. I do enjoy it, but I have to be in the right state of mind.
Right.
To enjoy
right.
it. Yeah.
I'm going to put Raven on the air.
Okay.
I think she had been commenting. Obviously, I know that affects her too. Good morning, Marguerite.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, girl.
Hey. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that hosts parties all the time.
Oh, my God.
You know, family parties. I'm like,
please.
Give me a break.
Thank you. How many times have you heard us on the air with, like, the ham's in the oven, the turkey's in the oven?
Yep.
Yeah, how many?
Yep.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I finally stopped doing Thanksgiving because it got to the point where
thank you. Mm-hmm.
They would come and they would help, you know, put stuff away, but it wasn't, you know, you have to clean your house, you have to, you know, get it
all
ready.
Oh, who are you telling?
And then they leave, you know, and it's like, oh, geez.
Yep.
But now the two of my daughters that come with their families, they actually help clean up now. But it's been years and years.
Oh,
and
forget
years,
about it.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like
but
I'm going to mix it up
don't.
This year and go and
yeah.
be invited someplace. And I know I will
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting, you know. My daughter, she'll be married in October.
Oh, wow.
Her first year. Well, they've been together for a while, and we still haven't, you know, like even been invited over for, you know, dinner or anything. So I'm like, you know, you're old enough.
Yeah, you know what? You can
I'm
get the turkey.
Waiting.
Right. You can, yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, wait
and
see
what
happens.
I understand. Yeah.
Maybe don't do
I mean,
anything. Wait and see what happens. Yeah.
And it's getting to the point now, too, with my husband and even myself, we notice we can't do things that we mm-hmm. could do, you know, even 10 years ago. And I didn't realize it. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm not that old, but it's still – the energy level isn't there anymore.
Well, it's shifted.
And it's like, you know. So
well, maybe that's the way for you to redirect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you probably can do whatever. But maybe that's the way
mm-hmm.
that source can communicate, okay,
mm-hmm.
let's just switch
right.
it up a little bit.
Right.
You
and
know?
And I even
mm-hmm.
said something to my husband yesterday. Well, because he's been... He hurt himself
mm-hmm.
Over a month ago, and it
mm-hmm.
finally said, you know, call the orthopedic guy because it's his shoulder.
Oh, no.
And then
a long time.
Because he had two knees replaced, he
oof.
Can't even have,
right,
because they would have to redo the knees. So he cut himself trying to clean his work area.
Mm.
Big, you know, kind of messed up his leg. And finally, after 2 days or 3 days, I said, let's just go stop at one of the minute clinics and,
right.
you know, get something for it. And sure enough, because it was getting pretty nasty. So here he's got the shoulder and he's got an
oh,
infection.
No.
And we wanted to get some work done and we can't. So my daughter's husband, he had put on these fender flares, which I got my husband as a gift to put on his truck. I said, you know, why don't we just ask him, you know, if he'd come over. Oh, yeah, you know, he'll come over. And sure enough, he came over and got it done. And he even offered to say, in a couple of weeks, you know, I'll come and help you readjust them.
There
and
you go.
After mm-hmm. he left, I told him, I said, take advantage of this because...
Yes, get stuff done.
When they offer it, take it.
Say
you know,
yes.
Don't let your pride go.
Forget
let
pride.
That go out the window.
Nope.
And I knew it. And yesterday, or actually it was almost evening time, and we were outside, and we stood outside a lot. And there's a tree at the end of our property. Actually, it's the neighbor's. And there's this huge hawk sitting there.
Oh, wow.
And I could hear, it must have been the babies, two of them squawking
oh,
back
God.
And forth. And I think they were training them to go and find food. And it was there for a long time. So my husband gets his camera, and I'm videotaping it. And it sat until I got close, not really close, but
right.
I walked closer, and it flew away, and I got the wings. It was so huge. So I came out this morning to look, and my husband saw it this morning out in the same tree. So I came out here to sit on the swing, and he must have been on our swing because he left us a nice package here.
Oh.
I can only sit on part of it. It's a big swing.
Right.
So I knew it was him.
Right.
But it's like, here's a sign, you know? So
yeah.
I love watching these animals, but this one is huge and it's gorgeous.
Right.
Just,
interesting. Well, that
yeah.
definitely is. No, that's beautiful. No, that's
mm-hmm.
So beautiful. And yeah, just be aware of it's just getting your like okay, this has gotten my attention. So yes, I can do whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's time to redirect and see what else can I do? What are my options?
Right.
How
right.
am I going to adapt? How am I mm-hmm. going to be accommodated? Or how can the situation
right.
be adapted or accommodated? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so glad that you called in, and unfortunately, because today's a busy, busy work day, and it's 9:30, we're going to sign up. If that's okay, Lisa.
Okay. Yeah.
Yay! But thank you so much. That was love.
Oh,
that, and
you
feel me, my
uh-huh.
sister. Like Thanksgiving, it's like okay, here we go again. like Groundhog's Day, here we go again.
See
so,
ya.
If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back to be on the air this coming Thursday, perhaps. I won't be here, but hopefully Anna will fill in, 8:30 United States Eastern Time. Thank you for a wonderful conversation, as always. Thank you for joining us, Marguerite. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, girl. Bye.